Welcome to the Social Expedition. Produced by LunaWeb, leveraging the web for all matter of business relationships. This is show number 6 on November the 11th, 2009. Hey, and it's also Veterans Day today.
It is. Thank a veteran.
We got some cool stuff going on in Memphis.
Lots of stuff.
A little parade going on downtown here pretty soon. Anybody want to jump in on that?
I've done my duty in the Veterans Day Parade, Elmore Park Middle School Marching Band.
Wow. Yeah. Impressive.
2 years strong, baby.
Wow. Yeah, I was telling these Go ahead.
I played the clarinet and I also twirled a flag. Thank you.
We're not at the same time.
No, not at the same. I'm not that multi-talented.
Let's see those one-handed clarinet players.
Yeah, you got my hopes up there.
You would have heard about me before now if that had been the case.
One time I was actually, like, driving through town, just, you know, visiting my parents after... I went to college, like, 30 minutes away from home. So I would come home every weekend to do laundry. And I had to go through town, and I forgot that it was the homecoming parade.
Right.
And the route that I took was the parade route. So I ended up, like, joining in the homecoming parade just in my,
Did you do your wave?
Yeah.
Elbow, wrist, touch your heart and blow a kiss.
Yeah. I just turned up the radio in the minivan, rolled down the windows, leaned my arm out.
There you go.
Well, while we're doing parade waves, we maybe should introduce ourselves since we've got some, you know, guest in the house.
Yeah.
So I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Dave.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Buck of, I guess, buckdaddyblog.com.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
And an actual Buck Rogers.
Oh, yes.
How many Buck Rogerses are there?
In the world? I've not researched.
You guys have a club?
We do. We meet on Wednesdays when the moon... Never mind. I didn't have that. I couldn't get that all out with a straight face. But
do you think is there some kind of like rivalry between you guys and the Flash Gordons of the world?
I don't know. I think Buck Rogers is cooler. Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the awesome Queen song, but
right.
I might name my kid Flash Jordan now.
But you've got an awesome Daffy Duck parody.
Right, and I had a robot that went BDD Buck, and then there was Falcor, which was my best buddy, and Wilma was my hot girlfriend. I mean,
Flash Gordon had
one dude, one little girl, and they had a sidekick and like a robot.
Flash, I love you, but we only have 14 hours to save the world.
Exactly, see?
Yeah.
Wow.
We just had a geek moment.
That just happened.
That was like a geek band instead of a bromance.
Should have filmed that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. It's a new word now, geek bands.
So the reason that you're here, Buck, is because, you know, you're heavily into the whole social thing.
Very much.
In fact, I noticed you showed up today with a nice box of goodies for Barcamp.
I did. I'm a sponsor. What level is it?
Silver.
Silver?
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
No. Thank you very much. We appreciate your sponsorship.
I like to help out. But yeah, anyone who shows up gets a $10 worth of slot play at Sam's Town, Tunica. There's some CDs in there. The new one from like Slipknot, and then I think the Michael Bublé CD is in there. There's a range of music. Mm. Yeah, try not to go in there beforehand. just kidding. There's some t-shirts, there's a couple books, just different stuff, and I'll probably have some more stuff between now and then, so I try to help out in the door prize area, and there's some swag and stuff like that. Stuff for everyone.
Fantastic. Yeah, so on the, is there some Buck Daddy?
No, there's no, I don't have any Buck Daddy swag. I haven't gotten that far in the promoting myself or personal branding yet, so.
So what is that personal brand? What is Buck Daddy?
Buck Daddy, it is changing right now. For a while there, I was just exclusively doing parenting stuff, and I heard a great podcast by C.C. Chapman. It's called Managing the Gray, but there was one called Buckets, and I was listening on my way on a flight somewhere.
Sounds like it was made for you.
It was, because he got introduced as a daddy blogger while I was talking, and it upset him, and he's like, "I'm not, you know, you can't just fit me into one little bucket. I have multiple buckets. I have multiple things going on." So, not, you know, I'm a dad and a parent, but I also, you know, I marketing is my forte, my background. That's what I've done for almost my entire adult life. So, I have a passion for marketing, customer service, different things, social media. So, I think I'm going to expand myself a little bit on my blog and start talking about those kind of things. And people don't read it, they don't read it. You know, if you're there for parenting, cool. You can read the parenting stuff. I mock myself a lot. Self-deprecating to tell how bad a father I am. Not bad, but like how I'm not very good at parenting sometimes, because no one's really good. You just kind of muddle your way through it.
But you know, I think down the street there's a seminar going on. Everything you need to know. You know, it's cool. A 12-step parenting type awesome. Thing, just like social media.
There's also I heard like some books and manuals that I missed. Apparently, yeah. They didn't give it to me when they like, here's your kid and here's your manual. They don't do that. But so that's what I am, I guess.
So you've been principally focusing on the parenting.
Yes.
And is there a certain area that you're going to expand into next, or a few, or can you say?
I can say. I haven't really like nailed it down or thought about it. Like, I mean, I've thought about it. I am the king of thinking about something and then not doing it. I talk myself out of it. Like, I'm like, I should blog more about marketing, social media, and stuff that I have a passion for, as well as parenting. I should do it. And then I'm like, well, I should start another blog and start it on a different URL because I've built this parenting site up. Well, no, then I should do this. Wait, no, I should... And then I just do nothing. Mm-hmm. So I talk myself out of it. I spend a lot of time thinking and then not doing. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So I'd like to talk about, you know, there's... Like, I'm a huge fan of the Dunkin' Donuts people over off Witten. And STC, they did not pay me or give me any free donuts to say that or coffee or anything. But their customer service is, like, through the roof. Like, the first time I went, I've never been to Dunkin' Donuts in my entire life. I went through the drive-thru, was getting a nice coffee. I got a large one. And I asked for, like, Splenda and espresso and skim milk. And then I said, please put some caramel in there, too. She goes, okay, sure. And so she hands me through the window, and I take a sip, and I guess I made this face that was like, wow, that's really, really sweet. She goes, too sweet? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, let me see it. I was like, okay. Now, why, you know, like McDonald's or Burger King, you don't hand back your food once you get it. You don't want anyone else messing with your stuff, you know, once you complain. So she took it, and she made a brand new one and gave it back to me and, like, didn't charge me, didn't, like, no big deal. Like, it was done in a couple seconds. And then, you know, like, wow. Every Monday, they have a punch card system, and it's double punch Monday if you come in. You buy one coffee, get two punches. After seven punches, you get free coffee. They're just really, like, focused on building. Like, I understand that they're a large corporation, and I'm not sure if it's a franchise or not, but the people at that store are doing an excellent job on the customer service. So
fantastic.
Like, I should blog about that. So right. I should, like, I want to do that, and then I, you know, think about it too much and don't do it. So, but those are the kind of things like I'm thinking about expanding into. Like, I, you know, I have stories like that people have treated me right. Like Elf makeup, it's eyes, lips, and face. My wife ordered some stuff through them, and when it got delivered, it was smashed to pieces, like everywhere. Oh. So I blame my mail server carrier. I get a lot of boxes and products because I blog about parenting stuff, so people are sending me stuff to review all the time. I think she is not very happy with the amount of stuff that comes to my house, so I think she literally puts it over her head and just drops it on my doorstep. So I think she did that with my wife's makeup. Well, I went on Twitter, and there's a guy's name is Ted Rubin, I want to say, or Ted. His name's Ted. I know him by his first name, but he's the marketing director of Elf. And I actually went on him. I found him, and I found the Elf thing, and I just... at replied and said, you know, wife ordered makeup, came smashed. What can we do to fix this? And he immediately followed me and DM'd me and said, send me your mailing address and I'll do it again. Mm-hmm. So it came again, smashed again.
Yeah.
So I just DM'd him again and said, you know, thanks for trying. I blame my mail carrier. Don't worry about it. Well, he sent another one. He put in some extra brushes for my wife. And, I mean, the man packed it like it was, like, a glass vase. Yeah. Like, nice. This time, instead of being just a very small box, it was, like, a FedEx box. It was overnighted to my wife with, like, a letter of apology and saying, I hope this, you know, thing. And, you know, and I am now, even though I don't use Elf makeup, I am an advocate for Elf makeup because of, like, the customer service. And the Elf makeup is super inexpensive. Like, it's $1 for, like, some eyeshadow. And, like,
yeah.
Like, you can mix and make. I can talk about Elf makeup because now I know about it. And that's weird. But, you know, I'm trying to say, like, he went above and beyond for two. He treated his customer that spent $10 the same as he spent the customer who spends $1,000. And to me, that's important. Regardless of if I'm spending $1 or I'm spending $20, I should get the same level of service. So
that's great. Yeah.
But yeah, I should talk about those things on my blog, and I overthink it and don't do it. So,
you know, looking back on that, I guess it was about a year ago, I met you at a Tech Fuel event of Launch Memphis's, where Jeff Livingston was here, and you were making strides to get out and get more involved in this whole tech community that's been forming here in Memphis, and so I've seen you do things that I think have been a little bit more outside of your regular comfort zone,
right?
And that's good, you know. So some of these talk about it and haven't done them kind of things, I think, you know, you'll probably be breaking through more of those doors here in time to come. You know, it's great to see you getting on out there. You're well received and well liked.
Well, thank you.
You know, on the thank you piece, you were talking about writing a blog post for Baskin Robbins,
right?
And I'm just kind of curious, have you tweeted about it?
No, I haven't done.
Okay, because I know you've talked about it before. Right. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember if you've tweeted something or if you've told me to my face. You know, it's tough to understand where some of these communication things come from. Sometimes
might have been a Facebook status update. I do them all. You know, like I'm kind of multifaceted in my communication efforts. So I, I can go on a whole segmentation of communication, like how to. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, never mind. I don't remember the Baskin Robbins thing.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But. I mean,
you know,
they're good to me too. They got cake and they got ice cream.
Amen.
They're one of my favorite people.
So. The it was Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I just talked about that. Sorry.
Aren't they the same colors?
No. Baskin Robbins pink. Oh, well, there's some pink in Dunkin'.
Did you tweet me? Did you tweet about Dunkin' Donuts?
I tweeted about Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, I'm a Dunkin'. It's right by my house, you know. And I'm a huge fan. They're my peeps. And
people in the North love Dunkin' Donuts. I can tell you this from experience. Oh, yeah. Those Yankees can't get enough of it.
I'm a Yankee. He's a
not necessarily so much like the Midwestern Yankees. Like it's still new there, but I had a friend who moved to Delaware for a couple months and came back completely addicted.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
This isn't about Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't know. The coffee does not do anything for me.
You've been to Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, it always tastes burnt.
Not brew at your home Dunkin' Donuts, but
I've been to the Dunkin' Donuts in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, it always tastes burnt to me.
Well,
but this is not a Dunkin' Donuts podcast. But anyway.
We can make it a Dunkin'. I will defend Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway.
So looking at the blog thing, I think there's people have so many great intentions about blogging about some great experience that they had. You know, and whether you have a blog or you don't have a blog and you want to create one and you think of all these things to write. But I think one of the things that Twitter has done for us is has given us an avenue to kind of share, you know, short blips of thanks and recognition here and there. And that's nice. You know,
I always try to find if the company's on Twitter. So that way, in case they're not, you know, have a Twitter set up or a Google alert or anything, that when I type Dunkin' Donuts, it doesn't. That it goes to the right person, but I try to find if they're on Twitter and do the at reply to them. So I do a little search. I do have the stream of conscience where I just tweet from my phone and move on about my life, but I do try to find so that when I do thank someone or I do think they're doing a great job, that they get the message and it's not just lost in the massive amount of people yelling, tweeting, or whatever. So
yeah,
that would be my one tip, you know. Even if you're going to complain, or if you're going to praise someone, try to find out if they're using the same thing, if they're on Facebook, if they're on Twitter, try to get the message to them instead of just being like, hey, I'm Joe Blow and I'm tweeting about Dunkin' Donuts. That would be that's one thing I try to do, so the right person gets it. So, because like with the elf, those were two different stories. One was complaining, one was praising, but with elf, you know, I went and found a major, I could have just said, Elf makeup stinks, and it's not. They ruined my wife's exciting, you know, makeup experience.
Sure.
But since I went directly to the person, it got to where it needed to go. So.
All the more reason where, if you're in business, you want to be out there letting sure that you let people know what social networks you're on.
Yes,
you know, and it's perfectly acceptable. I was at a TCBY about a month ago over in Cordova, and on the register. And the little LEDs that blink on there after it shows you your total and, you know, your change and all that kind of stuff. It showed that they're on Twitter at TCBY Cordova.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, like, I went to Rafferty's over on Germantown Parkway, and on their menu, there's the Twitter logo and the Facebook logo down at the bottom. And I'm tuned to those things, so I look for them. But I asked the bartender, I was like, what's your Twitter handle? I want to follow. And he's like, because I'm a fan on Facebook, and they've segmented it out by different restaurants. And he's like, I have no clue. Mm-hmm. So I tried to, like, search on Twitter Rafferty's, and I couldn't find it. So I think that with TCBY, that's good that they told you at TCBY Cordova. Where at Rafferty's, I have no clue. Still don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
You know, that's kind of like the getting around thing, and I'm trying to look for a segue point here, but I don't have one, actually. Just, so
segue.
Yeah, here we go. So, hey, looking at kind of some of the other stuff that's going on here, and chime in here, too.
Okay.
There's Elizabeth has put together a headliner list here of some things, and one of those is this Google bit, as far as...
Free Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
And airports? I'm so excited, except for then I have my heart broken.
Yeah. It's not all airports, huh?
No. Okay, basically the situation is Google is putting free Wi-Fi in airports. See, the story says across the USA, so I just feel like that just makes you think, you know, every airport, and then you want to go dance in the street, and you're so excited, through January 15th, 2010. However, it is 47 airports right now. That's not to say it might be more, but it's 47 right now. Not, unfortunately, including Chicago O'Hare, where I will be spending about 10 hours of layover over New Year's, unfortunately.
They're not including Chicago.
I know, right? It just kind of seems ridiculous. It seems like a really big city. But anyway, it is cool. And the other cool part of it is they're doing this kind of parallel donation thing where you can give to Engineers Without Borders when you sign on to the Wi-Fi networks in the airports. And then they're going to match those donations up to $250,000. And then the airport that gets the most donations per passenger by January 1st will actually get $15,000 to donate to a local nonprofit in their community. So it's Wi-Fi, it's charity, it's just... lots of stuff to make you feel good.
Very cool.
At the holidays. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is it only through the January 15th, 2010? Like, are they going to stop? Or is it like, are they expanding? Or?
Well, I think it's just like literally Merry Christmas from Google. Is the feeling that I got from reading the story. It was like, here's your little holiday present. We're going to give you free Wi-Fi through the holiday travel season.
Basically. Ah, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
But if you are ever flying through Seattle or Burbank, those airports are going to offer airport-wide free Wi-Fi indefinitely.
From Google?
I don't know that it's in the Google. Google is telling us this, but I don't know that it's necessarily from Google, but they're offering it.
From the Google.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I think. Because, you know, I think Google's always up to no good. Although I use them. They got great
stuff. But there's a motive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're test marketing this thing.
Sure.
So they're going to find out how many people actually use this, and they're going to turn it into an advertising opportunity to, you know, either the merchants that are in airports or some other type of travel-centric type of commercial interest.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm excited. I mean, I think that's something that needs to happen. People, you know, people spend so much time in airports sitting. And I, on more than one occasion, have paid $7 to Boingo just to be able to use the internet for like 2 hours on a layover.
How much?
$7.
Oh, okay, $7. Okay, mm-hmm. good.
I've never paid for airport Wi-Fi, but... you know.
But you know what I'm talking about, Boingo, right? Yeah, yeah. And now every day, Boingo, something pops up on my computer, and it's like, update your Boingo. And I'm just like, Boingo, get out of my face. I was in Minneapolis, and I'm not anymore.
I use a Verizon wireless card. So as long as I have a Verizon signal, I can get online. And that seems to work really well.
I'm usually running so late to airports and trying to run. Like, I always end up at the wrong gate, then I don't have time to get online. Like, I've traveled recently 3 or 4 times, and I've been at F10, and I was supposed to be at E10, or, you know, I don't know. I'm an idiot some days, and I let it shine, because you can, if you're ever in an airport, listen to see if they're paging Mr. Rogers' last call, and that's me.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, that's me flying through the airport at top speed. Usually I have flip-flops on, so I have to take the flip-flops off and run barefoot with it.
Oh, okay. Please don't run barefoot in public places.
the plane or run barefoot and, you know.
Oh, no.
I'll just run. I didn't go to the bathroom and barefoot or anything, Britney Spears. I just ran because I had flip-flops on. Okay. I just got back from SeaWorld, and I you know, went straight from SeaWorld to the airport, had flip-flops on, and I was at the wrong... I'd sat at the wrong gate for an hour, and I was like, why is no one showing up for this flight? And then I hear, Mr. Rogers, last call, F-12, crud!
You just knew you were up for, like, nice, comfortable seating.
Yeah. You know, I made sure I got to the airport, like, an hour and a half early, sitting reading a book. Anyway, so yeah. But that's cool. If I did use Wi-Fi, Google, that'd be rocking.
So, speaking of Google.
Yes.
Yes. What else? They're up to, getting ready to create an opportunity for a lot of people. Just people in the search engine optimization industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go optimize, you know, we perform this service as well here at LunaWeb. You know, work to optimize on your site and get your high rankings, but then they change the algorithm and boom, boom, back to the drawing board and got to do it all over again.
Right, as a personal blogger, that's something I struggle with all the time. Like, I try to rank for Daddy Blog or Parenting Blog, and they change an algorithm, and I was number 3, and now I'm, like, page 1200, so.
Have you paid attention to the caffeine thing?
No, I saw it on your rundown here. I was going to listen and learn.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, there's not too much to share at this point other than it's kind of moving into the next phase. Like, it was just in a testing phase, and now they have taken down the, like, test site, essentially, and they put up a little splash page that says that they're going to be moving it to a larger audience. So it's going to be activated soon in one data center, I'm quoting.
Right.
So who knows how long that rollout's going to take, but at least it's moving forward. It's inching that way. And apparently, I mean, according to what they've said, it's been successful, so.
What is Google Caffeine? Someone give me the brief run?
It's a new algorithm that they've come out with, and they sandboxed it for a while and let people kind of test it out. So we went through there and looked at a bunch of sites that we take care of, and we saw some change in the ranking, because you could actually see, okay, given this new formula, here's how you're going to rank, and you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw some things change a little bit in there. No doubt, maybe some people, it will change quite a bit.
Gotcha.
But, so when it does happen, you know, things shift, and people want to be back on that first page, if not the top spot.
Right.
And so, you know, it's more work for a lot of people. It almost sounds like a racket. It'd be a racket if Google was the one doing all the SEO.
Right.
You know, but no, there's the rest of the world's out there trying to be on the first page. So that industry benefits when Google changes the algorithm. But they have to. They can't, you know, once people get it kind of figured out, you know, it has to be a moving target, you know.
Right.
So otherwise people are gaming it.
Yeah. I would cheat the system. I'd figure out ways around it.
You're honest.
Yeah. I would tell you, hey, I'm gaming this. Watch. I'm ranking for Clorox.
Exactly. But if you employ any of the black hat techniques, Google will spank you hard.
Yes.
Oh, man.
If you get any malware, they'll just completely remove you as well.
It's like somebody cuts off the power to your whole business. You know, you just go dark. Yeah. looking at things in Memphis, we've got BarCamp coming up this weekend, which is November the 14th, and an awesome pre-event mixer, BarCamp Eve, November the 13th. Friday the 13th, over at south of Beale.
Yep.
From right after work till about 7 o'clock. So about 5:30 till 7-ish. You know, obviously, you know, hey, if you're in for it, stay there. You know, and party the night away. But just make sure you're up bright and early Saturday. Make it bar camp.
For social camp, I met a ton of great people at the Eve thing. I met a ton of great people at social camp. But, like, met the dude from Mace and, like, hung out with Mark Taylor. Like, everyone else left. Like, we got in this heavy conversation about stuff.
Oh.
And next thing I knew, like, everyone's gone. It's like 9 o'clock at night. And so I definitely, for networking or just meeting people in Memphis in the tech community, like, that's a very casual atmosphere. And alcohol is a social lubricant, so it's a lot easier to talk to someone when you've had a couple
beers.
It is.
And we've had Ed Kabiko from South of Beale here on the podcast. So
definitely
you want to go out and support South of Beale.
Yeah. And they have parking.
They do have parking.
Yes. Major plus.
Look for SOB.
Free parking is a social lubricant.
Yes. Instead of South Beale, by the way, If you don't see that, you're looking for the SOB sign.
Yeah. Because
I went flying by it. And it's right near Spendini. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
The Cougar Bar?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cougar Bar?
Yeah, it was voted for the last like couple years, like the number one Cougar Bar in Memphis.
Who is voting on the Cougar Bar?
I have no idea. And they accept it because they just had a cougar and kitten party at for Halloween. So, I mean, they accept that they're a cougar bar.
I just, for the first time in my life, wished that I was, like, 45. I don't even... That is so weird.
Have a place to go I'm in serious. Memphis, because that is the Cougar Bar in Memphis.
Wow.
So.
That's funny.
All right, well, hey.
You could just segue. Go ahead.
Segue!
There you go.
To our weekly feature, the Memphis Tweeter of the Week. This week... I found Shelby Farms on Twitter. Not that I mean, I'd seen them there before, but their Shelby Farms Park is the handle. And what I think is really cool about what they're doing is that it's if you go to the page, the icon is actually a picture of a buffalo, and his name is Everett, and he is tweeting. And I just think it's great marketing. I mean, it's cute, and it's a great hook, and they're doing all the usual stuff, you know, posting news and things like that. But this tweet was sent yesterday. Send your email addresses my way to be added to the newsletter list. Don't let my bison hooves fool you into thinking I can only tweet. I just stuff like that would definitely make me continue to follow them because it's funny and it's engaging, and I mean those bison are like the image of Shelby Farms, so I just think it's great marketing.
I don't know that I'm buying it. This bison seems really, really friendly, and I really think bison would just be a little more disapproving of everything.
Do you think he needs to be a little more ornery?
To be a convincing bison, yeah. Maybe unless he's just on, like, some kind of therapy.
Maybe you should prod him on Twitter and
maybe I should.
Just make fun of him through at replies and see how he reacts.
Start a new Twitter handle, like, the Everett prod.
Yes, exactly.
Just buzz him every once in a while.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Shelby Farms Park on Twitter. So give them a look.
All right. Well, hey. You know, we've been kind of interviewing Buck here kind of off and on as we went through this thing. So what's coming up?
Well, I've started a weekly feature on Memphis Connect. It's basically what to do with your kids on the weekend. I didn't do it last weekend because I got laid off from my job, and I was kind of reeling for that and didn't have a lot of time to put the stuff together. But the first one I did was Halloween. It was very popular. I was, Elizabeth over there said that it was a great thing and that there's a need for that kind of stuff in Memphis. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also blog at datomatic.com, and I tend to do the more humor stuff there, where everyone else is a little more serious about, like, articles and, like, what to do, you know, things to do for your kid, et cetera, et cetera. I kind of mock myself. And then the only other thing I do is rulesformydaughter.com, and it's more mainly humor. I just make up rules for my daughter as they come into my head, things I think of, like, Don't wear clothing with writing on your butt because dudes are looking at it. That kind of stuff. Like,
or I saw tip your servers. That was a really good one. Tip anyone that does a service for you.
Yes. I worked in the service industry, so I believe that you should tip any and everyone and anyone, regardless of if they're doing something you can do for yourself. You should be. Anyway, I can get on the tangent about that too. We could do 3 hours about me and why I think you should tip every single person, like, regardless of what they do for you. So,
all right. So, hey, what's going on here with the winter coat?
Oh, well, some of that's because I got laid off, and
when Dave says winter coat, he needs beard,
right?
Yeah,
and it's also November, and there's a thing going around. It's called Movember, and it's to raise awareness for I'm going to say the wrong. Colon cancer? Pancreatic cancer?
Colon.
Colon, thanks. And basically, you're supposed to grow a mustache, and that's your flag to show you're, like, wearing pink in October for breast cancer. Dudes are growing mustaches, so you might see some more dudes out there. I'm just growing a beard, and then at the end of the month, I've been shaving into a stash, probably like Hulk Hogan handlebar kind of thing, and rock that for a couple days. But right now, I'm just... Unless I have a job interview, which then you will see clean-cut Buck really, really quickly, because... I'm trying to get a job and I gotta pay the mortgage.
You know, that sounds like a song, like Clean Cut Buck.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're running out of time. Man, I got some more sinus meds over here. I'll share them, man. I got enough to tell everybody. We're good. Well, hey, just make sure you still say, hey, thanks for visiting us today. Yes. And thanks again for your sponsorship of Bar Camp.
Yes, and definitely come out. So.
And you're going to be presenting?
I'm talking about guest blogging, how and why mm-hmm. you should do it, and how to get different guest blogging spots on different stuff. So.
All right. Well, and we can find you online at
buckdaddyblog.com.
Fantastic. And then on Twitter, you're
At buckdaddy. So.
Awesome.
All yeah. right.
Excellent.
Well, hey, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, become a fan of LunaWebs over on Facebook at facebook.lunaweb.com. And then also the Social Expedition at facebook.socialexpedition.com.
I'm a fan, so you should do what I do. I'm a fan of both of them. So.
Absolutely.
You should just follow who I'm following.
And then at Social Expedition, you can find out about other events we've got coming up, like Twilight Camp on the 18th, and also our next breakfast, which happens the first Wednesday of every month, so that'll be on December 2nd.
As well as our weekly call-in podcast, The Court Conversations.
And that happens on Friday at 11:30, and the links and call-in numbers are available through our Twitter feed, typically, which is at SM Expedition.
Wow, y'all are good and professional. In press for six shows. Y'all got it.
Matthew and I listen to a lot of NPR.
See.
All right, well, hey, see you.
I guess on that note, see you next week.
The Social Expedition Podcast is produced at the offices of LunaWeb, a Memphis leader in web development and social media, online at lunaweb.com. Your hosts are Dave Barger, Elizabeth K. Wine, and Matthew Crawford Trissler, who edits the podcast. Our theme music is The Year Before the War by Eric Maskell, available at ericmaskell.com. For more information about the Social Expedition, including links mentioned during the podcast, visit socialexpedition.com. Thanks for listening.